Kino Aleph, contrast, the heights, the spiritual heights, Hashgofa heights, the Vekus Hashem heights, the Bnei Yisrael were at, the Tasim Yisroyim, and contrast that with the depths, how low we've sunk, the Tasim Yisroyim. There's 3 points to this. One is that the tragedy is, of course, all the more when you go deeper wrong, Dira Amikta, when you fall from the heights, which is the depths are much more tragic. The second perspective would be the morale, although he's not talking about the skin in particular, but the morale talks about the heights that the main qualities are all supposed to reach, and when you don't fulfill your potential, says the morale, and you're automatically in danger of falling to the lowest depths. Because there's no emtzoi. If the person has to reach his potential, or else he's in danger of losing it all. And thirdly, the very fact that we were at these two complete opposite endpoints of Godless versus Katnus is really a sign that the katnus is also Hashkachas Hashem. And it's comforting in a weird sort of way. It tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with us, but it tells us that He's the one doing it. If you want to cry out 10 times a day, 20 times a day, that this is crazy, how can this be happening? How can they say this? How can they do this? How can this be said? How can this be happening? And you're right, and you're wasting our breaths by screaming. It's because Baruch Hu has Gotha. The only explanation for such crazy things going on, for this difference between chasing the Mitzrayim and chasing the Shalayim, only has the answer of Hashkafas Hashem, and therein lies the seeds of the Geula as well, of course. H2 Kappa Kirby, Malosi Ali, Tasi Mitzroyi, Inimoyi,
yeah. Amen.